everlastingly. In the end, we'll all wish that we had spent our wishes on what mattered. I should have scattered my feet like seeds upon the world, legs like stems curled around my bones and bursting through the floor. I should have been planted in rhythm, watered with defiance. I should have danced more. I should have worn my heart on my shoes. Should have cared less about whose toes I was stepping on by doing what brought me joy. As a boy, I watched other children vanish the instant they felt the heavy axe of judgment come down upon their hearts. As an artist, I wanted to carve monuments to the fact that sacrifice is a cemetery to our spare parts. All of the things we were made to learn to live without, the parts of ourselves we were forced to let go. I don't know a lot, but I know this. The second any of us are judged for being carefree, the child in us is made to stand permanently in the corner, forever hushed, so eternally silent that quiet will be the only thing to remain when the entire world has ended. I should have attended more classes of fuck you. I'm not yours to control anymore. I'll do what I please. Please excuse me. I'd like to dance more. Not that anyone ever asked me to. Not that anyone I ever asked said yes. I didn't want to play the ones playing checkers. I wanted to learn from the ones teaching chess. But they all wanted to win. And I guess I never learned to not care gracefully. Beauty was the after party everyone wanted to be invited to. But if you grew up imperfect, if your virtue was polite, you might have been one of the many standing across from me, each of us wondering, each of us staring like we were the other's funhouse mirror reflection, all of us wondering if we were what rejection looks like. If you ever want to know what it takes to hike over your mountains of self-doubt, do not begin the journey without first learning how to make shoes. Bringing a second pair will not be enough. You will require a lifetime's worth. You will need to unearth every part of you they attempted to bury. Carry each casket from base camp to peak and back again. Laugh when it is inappropriate. Dance when they tell you to sit. We were never meant to be still. Every pointed finger was a quill they used to stab the red ink out from under our skin so they could edit away who we were in an attempt to erase who we've been. I've seen the timid spin uncertainty into grace when they thought no one was around to watch. I've heard the long grind of the humble sharpen themselves against hesitation and carve another notch in the wall above the last one where others thought they would stop growing. We went from outshined to outgoing, from undecided to finally knowing who we were and where we stood. Fear and confusion were the seeds they planted in our childhood, hoping they would strangle our roots into obedience, hoping they could choke the wild out of us. Don't care so deeply about who to look tame to. When you were born, you looked like endless possibility, like you were gonna be the weather, all hurricanes and tornadoes, nothing we could do to stop you. Don't you dare listen to anyone who tells you to turn off your light to make room for theirs. This isn't musical chairs. If the music stops, keep moving. Proving them wrong will never look like sitting down. And yeah, some of us dance like wet spaghetti attempting to make love to three-day-old chewing gum. Some of us move as elegantly as Donald Trump's hair attempting to dodge skunk spray. Some of us cut rugs the same way four-year-olds handle coloring books. A little less skill and a little more fuck it. We must rescue ourselves from the opinions of others with the same ferocity we use when we choose our friends. Cleanse ourselves of the judgments passed upon us by those who have never known what it costs to own the skin we live in. To honor how we got here by being who we've always been. To take back who we were and occupy who we are. I've had to spar with the world enough times to know that we are both in pain. That we came with the cuts already installed just beneath our skin. We've just been waiting for someone to press hard enough to open them up, to show one another. We were both born wearing nothing but scar tissue. I wish you knew how much I wish wishing was enough. How much I wish I could handcuff you to anything other than the lightning storms you keep digging into the bathtub with you. Do you realize how hard it is to hear others talk us out of our shine because they have no concept of what it took for us to push away the dark? Arriving here did not happen riding on the shoulders of a graceful sunrise. I will not disguise my uncertainty inside of confidence, but nor will Will I waste another second trying to convince strangers of my value? In the end, we'll all wish that we'd spent our wishes on what mattered. We'll all wish that we had scattered our feet upon the world like confetti, like the whole world was ending, but we were ready. Opportunity is a flower that blossoms only for a breath and only out of chance. So if the opposite of living is no thanks, the opposite of dying must be yes, please. Oh, please take that dance. That's awesome. That's so beautiful. We got one more that we're going to leave you with. And yeah, do you want to just go into it? Before we do this last piece, I'd please like to take a moment to thank my band, Glenna Garamone, Maya Robbie, Jesse Lee, Jordy Robinson, The Short Story Long. My name is Shane Poison. And please give it up for Planet Bluegrass for bringing us out here in such style. We have had the most incredible time. Thank you so much. And a big shout out to Marcus in the kitchen, making us all feel so fed and wonderful. Absolutely, so good.
Thank you, all the volunteers. You guys are amazing.
All the volunteers, all the sound people, everybody who makes this festival happen, everybody who comes to support it. Thank you for being here. We dedicate this last piece to you.